由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you tuned in to listen to us again.
欢迎你今天再次收听《天路导向》。
Today we're going to finish our discussion from Psalm 37.
今天我们将要结束对诗篇第37篇的讨论。
In my last message, I defined for you the word hindsight.
在上一讲里面，我为你们解释了什么叫做后见之明。
I told you that it is the ability to see things after the event has taken place.
我告诉你们，这个词的意思就是在件事发生之后就看到件事的本质。
We also discussed three things that David tells us about hindsight.
我们也讨论过大卫关于后见之明的三点体会。
Number one,
第一样东西是
God never forsakes his own.
上帝从来都未离弃过他的儿女。
And we saw that in the last message.
在上一讲里面，我们也都讲过这一点了。
Today we're going to see two more.
今天我们将要讨论另外的两点。
God always blesses his own.
上帝是会永远赐福给他的儿女。
And God is always honored when he is trusted.
以及只要你愿意信靠上帝，上帝就会得着荣耀。
Let us read it together.
让我们一起来读出圣经诗篇第37篇第23到40节。让我们来读出诗篇第37篇第23到40节。义人的脚步被耶和华立定，他的道路耶和华亦都喜爱。他虽然失脚，亦都唔至于全身都扑倒，因为耶和华用手去搀扶佢。我从前系年幼，而家年老，却未见过义人系被抛弃，亦都未见过佢嘅后裔要去行乞讨饭。佢终日去恩待其他人，愿意去借嘢俾其他人，佢嘅后裔亦都蒙福。你当离开恶去行善，你就可以永远去安居，因为耶和华喜爱公平，他不会撇弃他的圣民，他们永远是得着保佑，但是恶人的后裔就必被剪除。义人一定要承受地土，并且永远居住在里面。义人的口是讲论智慧，他们的舌头是讲说公平，上帝的律法在他们的心里面，他的脚总不会滑跌。恶人是窥探义人，想要杀他，但是耶和华必定不会将那些义人抛在恶人手里面，当审判的时候亦都不会定他的罪。你当等候耶和华，遵守他的道，他就会抬举你，让你承受地土。恶人被剪除的时候，你必看见。我见过恶人是大有势力的，好像一棵青翠树在本地的土壤里面去起去生长。有人从那里经过，但是突然间他不见了，我亦都去找他都找不到。你是那个细察完全人，观看正直人，因为和平人是会有好结局的。至于犯法的人，必定一同灭绝，恶人终必剪除。但是义人得救是由于耶和华，他在患难的时候作他们的营寨，耶和华帮助他们，解救他们，他解救他们脱离恶人，将他们救出来，因为他们投靠上帝。
I want you to see that God always blesses His own.
我想让你知道在这段经文里面，我们看到上帝会永远赐福给他的儿女。
I know some of you are sitting by the radio and saying,
我知道有些在收音机旁边的听众朋友会这样说，
But I don't feel blessed right now.
但是我不觉得上帝赐福给我。
How can you say that God blesses His own all the time?
你怎可以说上帝每时每刻都赐福给他的儿女呢？
I'm not blessed right now.
嗱，我依家就冇得着赐福啦。
You might not be one of His own.
可能而家你仍然未属于上帝，未系佢嘅儿女。
And the first thing you need to do is to become one of His own.
如果你系咁样嘅情况嘅话，你需要决志回转归向耶稣基督，成为上帝嘅儿女。
But even if you are one of His own,
但系就算你已经系上帝儿女嘅话。
You might be saying, you don't understand my problems.
你可能会说你都不明白我有什么难处。
You don't understand the difficulties I'm facing right here and right now.
你都不理解此时此地我面对的困境是什么。
You may be feeling lack of blessing right now.
可能这一刻你感受不到上帝所赐的福气。
But in hindsight, you are going to be able to look back and say to the Lord,
但是事后当你回过头来看的时候，你会对上帝这样讲。
Oh Lord, this lack of blessing was one of the greatest blessings that you have ever given me.
啊，主啊，感受不到你的赐福，正正就是你赐给我最大的福气。
David knew that it is easy for us to fall into the temptation of misjudging the blessings of God.
大卫知道我们很容易落入一种试探里面，就是将上帝所赐的福气看错了。
He understood that we think we know what is good for us.
他知道我们经常以为自己明白所有东西，知道什么是对我们自己好。
Do you really know what is good for you?
但是老实问你了，你知不知道什么是对你有真正的益处呢？
I used to think I did.
我以为自己一直都知道的。
And I tried to tell the Lord a few things.
我更加试过帮上帝去想计仔。
But I am so thankful that God did not take my advice.
但是感谢上帝，因为他没有用到我的意见。
I would have been in deep trouble.
否则的话，我就很大件事了。
And David knew that we are vulnerable to the thought that we know what's good for us.
大卫知道我们很容易就会以为自己明白些什么是对自己有益处。
David knew that we foolishly misjudge God's blessings as curses.
大卫知道我们会愚蠢地将上帝的赐福看错了成为咒诅。
And therefore, in verse 27 of Psalm 37, he said,
因此在诗篇第37篇第27节里面讲到，
Depart from evil and do good.
你要离开恶行去行善。
What evil is he talking about here?
咁究竟佢喺呢度所讲嘅恶系乜嘢呢？
It is the evil of falsely accusing God of not loving you.
就系怪错咗上帝唔去爱你。
Because he does not give you what you want when you want it.
就系因为你想要攞到一啲嘢嘅时候，上帝冇俾你你想要嘅嘢。
You must depart from this evil.
你一定要离开这种的罪恶。
From the evil of hardening of your heart toward God.
离开这种使你去对上帝硬住你的心的罪恶。
From the evil of your anger toward God.
远离这种你对上帝愤怒的罪恶。
From the evil of your coldness toward God.
远离这一种你对上帝冷淡的罪恶。
Depart from it.
记住，离开这些罪恶。
Just because you do not have what you want for yourself does not mean that God is not blessing you.
你没拿到你想要的东西，并不代表着上帝没赐福给你。
Don't fall in that terrible temptation.
千祈不要陷入那个可怕的试探里面。
I know it because I have been in it.
我知道的，因为我以前呢曾经试过落入在这样的试探里面的。
Look at verse 28 of Psalm 37.
那不如让我们现在先来看看诗篇第37篇第28节。
David said, God does not forsake his godly ones.
大卫话，因为上帝系唔会撇弃佢嘅圣民。
God's favor is promised to His own.
上帝已经将好处应许咗俾佢嘅儿女。
God promised that the righteous will inherit the earth.
上帝应许义人要承受土地。
And that should be enough.
呢个就足够啦。
When I was almost 19 years of age,
当我19岁嘅时候
，I was down and discouraged.
我曾经有一段时间好消沉又好沮丧。
And the devil said to me,
而魔鬼嗰个时候就对我讲啦
，While you're down, might as well stay down.
既然你已经跌倒啦，咁不如你就摊喺嗰度，唔好再起身啦。
So to get away from God's call in my life.
於是我就想逃避上帝在我生命里面的呼召。
I enrolled in a prestigious institution.
我就报考了一所名校。
It was difficult to get into.
那间学校很难考的。
But I got in.
但是我入到了。
And I said, great, it's a miracle.
我就说正，这个是个奇迹啊。
My listening friend, be very careful when you are running away from the Lord and something works for you.
亲爱的朋友，当你逃离上帝，但是你却遇到好顺利的事的时候，你就要小心。
It is not always a miracle.
这些不一定是神迹来的。
I said to myself when I was running away from the Lord, this must be great.
当我逃离上帝的时候，我对自己说，这个真是太好了。
I know that that's exactly what I should be doing now.
我很明确地知道这个是我现在应该做的事。
Until the day came for me to report.
但是当学校报到的时候到了。
I didn't show up.
我没有在学校出现。
But not by choice.
但是我没有心的。
Out of the thousands of letters that were mailed out.
就是在寄出成千上万的信当中。
Only one letter was lost in the mail.
有一封。不见了。
Out of the thousands of letters, only one did not make it.
在成千上万的信当中，有一封信没有寄到。
And that was my letter.
就是我那一封。
I tried to be reinstated, but it became impossible.
我试图希望学校可以恢复我的录取资格，但是已经做不到了。
I came to the conclusion that it is all over.
我得出了结论说，唉，乜都没晒了。
I remember walking down a very wide street.
我记得当时呢，我走在一条很阔很阔的马路上面。
And I was walking in the middle of it.
我在中间马路的中线正中那里走。
And I was shaking my fist at God.
当时我在挥着我的拳头，好嬲好嬲。
I said, God, what are you doing?
我说，上帝你搞什么啊？
This was my spiritual adolescence.
这个时候就是我属灵的青春期。
What I wanted and God's blessings for my life were not one and the same.
我想要的和上帝在我生命里面所赐的福分是不吻合啊。
Please remember this, my listening friend.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你记住这一点。
Write it down.
请你将它写下。
Hang it on the wall.
将它挂在墙上面。
What you want God to give you and God's blessings for you are not always one and the same.
你想从上帝那里得到的和上帝要赐给你的福气并不是成日都一致的。
Most often they are not.
大部分时间都是不吻合的。
And David said that in hindsight, I know that God never forsakes his own.
但是不用担心，因为大卫说事后来看，我知道上帝从来没有离弃过他的子女。
In hindsight, I know God always blesses his own.
在事后来看，原来上帝一直在这里赐福给他的儿女。
Thank you.
Thirdly, David said,
好，第三样嘢大卫点样讲呢？
In hindsight, I know that it honors God to be fully trusted by his own.
事后嚟睇，我知道完全信靠上帝就系荣耀佢嘅圣名。
I often hear people say, I want to honor the Lord.
我成日听人讲话，我想荣耀上帝。
I would say to them, do you really want to honor the Lord?
我就同佢哋讲啦，话你系咪真系想荣耀上帝先？
The greatest honor you can bestow upon the Lord is to trust him.
你能够献俾上帝最大嘅荣耀就系信佢。
To trust him even when you cannot see the evidence.
即使喺你仍然未见到任何迹象嘅时候，你就信佢。
To trust that God will do things right all the time.
你要相信上帝所做的是永远都是正确的。
I wonder how many of the people who are entangled in sin think that they can get away with it.
我不知道那些陷在罪里面的人有多少认为自己可以侥幸脱离罪。
I'm sure many people think that they can get away with what they are doing.
我相信有不少人认为他们不需要为自己的罪负责。
David would have said,
大卫会怎样告诉我们听呢？
Don't think that the greedy and the corrupt will get away with sin.
不要以为那些贪婪和败坏的人是能够逃脱罪啊。
Don't be tempted to think that the greedy and the corrupt will ultimately succeed.
不要幻想那些贪婪和败坏的人最终能够成功啊。
It may appear that way for a while.
在某一段时间可能会好像成功过。
It may look that way for a while.
可能他们看来是成功过。
But you trust in God.
但是你要相信上帝。
Look at verses 35 and 36 of Psalm 37.
请你看下诗篇第37篇第35到36节。
I have seen a violent, wicked man spreading himself like a luxurious tree in its native soil.
我见过恶人大有势力，好似一棵青翠树喺本地生长咁样。
Then he passed away, and he was no more.
有人喺嗰度经过，不料佢唔见咗。
I sought for him, and he could not be found.
我揾佢都揾唔到。
If you reverse the number of Psalm 37, you get Psalm 73.
如果你将诗篇第三十七篇咧调转佢咧。个数字就系诗篇73篇。
And in Psalm 73,
喺诗篇第73篇里面
，you will read of a man who was the head of the choir in the temple。
你会读到一个人嘅事迹，佢系一个曾经系圣殿里面诗班嘅领袖。
His name was Asaph。
佢个名叫做阿撒。
And Asaph is the author of Psalm 73.
他就是诗篇第73篇的作者。
Asaph had fallen into the temptation of thinking that the wicked are happy.
阿撒曾经陷入试探里面，认为作恶的人是快乐的。
And the righteous are miserable.
义人是悲惨的。
Then he discovered that things are not the way they appear.
但是后来他发现事情就不是好像他表面想那样。
He was tempted into thinking that trusting God will never get you justice.
他陷入试探里面，认为信靠上帝不会让你得着那个还我公义。
He fell into the temptation of thinking that trusting God will never get him success.
他另外陷入另一个试探，就是认为信靠神都不会让他成功。
He fell into the temptation of thinking that trusting God will never get him anywhere in life.
他陷入试探里面，认为信靠神不会为他的生活带来喜息。
But listen to the real truth.
但是请你去听下我们真正的事实。
Trusting in God when things look upside down to you.
当你觉得事情是被颠倒黑白的时候，你要信靠上帝。
Is what God wants you to do.
这个就是上帝想要你做的事。
He does not want you to make your judgment by appearances.
他不想你只是根据事情的表象来做出判断。
That is the point he wants you to reach.
这个就是上帝想要你成熟去到的地步了。
The righteous man has his feet planted on the rock.
我想告诉你，义人的脚是站立在磐石上面。
While the ungodly builds on shifting sands.
而不敬虔的人是站在流沙里面。
Let me say a word to the unfaithful servants of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我好想对那些对主耶稣基督仍然未够忠心的仆人。
If you in your heart know that you have not been faithful.
我想告诉你，如果你在内心深处仍然觉得自己不忠心的话，
Then you must repent of it today.
希望你今天就立刻悔改。
Now I have a word for the faithful.
至于你是忠心的上主的仆人的话，我想告诉你另一件事。
I want you to understand this.
我想你明白以下的内容。
Your trust in God will be ultimately vindicated.
你对上帝的信靠最终一定得着肯定。
It has to be, or else God is not true to his word.
一定会的，否则的话，上帝的说话就落空了。
And God is always true to his word.
但是你要记住，上帝对他的说话永远都是信实的嘛。
Your trust in him has to be ultimately honored.
你对上帝的信靠最终会得着荣耀的冠冕。
Otherwise, God is not God at all.
否则的话，上帝就不是上帝。
But David said,
但是大卫讲过，
I have lived long enough to see God be true to his word.
在我有生的岁月里面，我们见到上帝话语的确实。
You must trust him.
你一定要相信他。
You only need to trust him.
你只需要相信他。
My listening friend,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，
Do you trust God today?
今日不知你信不信上帝呢？
Have you come to believe that the wicked are prospering while the righteous suffer?
你是不是认为恶者会发达，义人会受害呢？
It is time that you realize how things really are.
现在就是让你知道每一件事的真正本来的面目。
It is time for you to understand the truth.
现在就要你去明白什么是真理。
Your heavenly Father wants to show you His faithfulness.
你属天的父亲好想同你去显示他的信实。
He wants to give you His blessing.
他想向你们去赐福。
If you are ready to receive them, will you pray with me now?
如果你已经准备好接受上帝的福气的话，希望你现在同我一起去祈祷。
Father,
天父，
For the hearts that are having difficulty trusting you,
为住那些心里面有阻拦，至于不能够信靠你的，
I pray in the name of Jesus that they open themselves up right now for the Holy Spirit to come in.
我奉耶稣的名祈祷，希望他现在就能够开放自己，让圣灵进入到他的心里面。
For those knees that are shaking in fear,
为住那些仍然在恐惧里面去战惊的人，
I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen them.
我求圣灵的能力让他们刚强壮胆。
For those who are not faithful,
为那些仍然是不忠心的人，
I pray for the conviction of the Holy Spirit.
我求圣灵来做那个责备、去关心、去督责的工作，
to turn them into faithful servants of Jesus Christ.
让他们能够成为耶稣基督忠心的仆人。
And Father, and faithfulness is only a moment away from every one of us.
天父啊，我们每个人都有可能对你不忠。
Please protect us.
求你保护我们。
Help us to be faithful to the end so that we can hear the words of Jesus.
帮助我们能够忠心到底，直到听见上帝你这样讲。
Well done, good and faithful servant.
好啊，你是一个又良善又忠心的仆人。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
阿们。各位听众朋友，我们生命里面的意义是什么呢？谁才是我们生命的主宰呢？希望我们能够学习诗篇37篇。
你不可以再多 你此刻必须定心意，
在这个世界没有一人可以侍奉钱财又侍奉神，在你生命里谁人掌管，你只拥有一颗心，你生命只可活一次，在这个世界没有一人可以侍奉钱财又侍奉神，在你心中谁是你主，爱了世界你怎爱耶稣，难道是你真的不知道，若向俗世追随你怎能得主称许，人若要全奉献必须记取，爱了世界你怎爱耶稣，其实心中一早知道，
一早知道，
莫向俗世追随，将生命交主手里，人若要全奉献必须记取，
心要绝对。
听众朋友，记住今日在我们的诗篇的分享里面，就是讲到上帝会永远赐福给他的儿女，同埋你只要愿意信靠上帝的时候，他就会得着荣耀。我们在正话送上给大家的是一首叫做《谁是你主》的歌曲，希望你能够用这首歌去记住，在你生命里面只有一位真正的主宰，就是我们三位一体的上帝，圣父、圣子、圣灵。你只要愿意相信我们的上帝，你就能够得着那份的福气，得着那份的荣耀。我们面对的难阻，面对的挑战，可能我们一刻当中我们未必能够处理，但是我们知道上帝一直在这里赐福给我们，我们知道他一直在这里帮助我们，到现在他亦都在这里帮助我们。在这里愿上帝赐福给你，希望我们一起在天路上同行，再会。